for the last two decades or so, on average, our incomes in the Caribbean were actually above the global average. But something has happened since 2016.
That's the Director of Economics at the Caribbean Development Bank, Dr. Justin Ram, as he spoke recently to a blockchain conference in Barbados.
Our GDP per capita has now dipped below the global average. And folks, for me, and I'm not sure if for you, but I hope it would be for you as well, this is a call for us to turn things around.
Dr. Ram added.
So last year we produced a report called A Blueprint for a Sustainable Caribbean Economy. And in that blueprint, we tried to summarize what are the challenges that we are facing. And we have summarized those in four quadrants here. The macroeconomics, and here it's quite self-explanatory. We unfortunately have very low growth rates, high debt levels. Then we have productivity and competitiveness. I'll show you another slide that shows you how challenging it is to do business in the Caribbean. On human development, while we have made great progress since the years of independence, we are starting to see some drops. We still have too many people living in poverty in the region, and many of our young people are unemployed. That fourth quadrant there on the environment, well, I don't think I need to say much more to you. We saw the effects of that only last week. But at the bottom of this, there's a real implementation gap. You know, I can tell you that we at the Caribbean Development Bank, we approve a lot of loans, but a lot of the money doesn't go out the door. And that's not good for banking. We almost have about $750 million, $1 billion of undisbursed balances. And that's simply because projects cannot be implemented. I want to say to you here that this is a problem that I think maybe digital could assist us with. And also, we have a regional approach gap. Folks, let me be honest with you. Some of our countries are quite small, and while small can be great, but as Rawdon was saying in his presentation, if we want to go further, I think we can do this together. I think for too often I hear about this regional integration not happening. Why is the CSME not happening? It makes complete economic sense for us to do things together. Think about it. If we had one Caribbean economic space, things would be a lot better. Now, I know that, of course, we are separated by waters, and that makes, of course, the cost of government a bit more expensive. But there are other ways that if we were to come together, it could be a lot better. And I'm sure that many of the business people in this room would agree with that.
And he drew attention to some aspects of regional performance.
Now, I thought it would be useful for you to see how some of our board member countries in the Caribbean have been doing. And this is the 2018 data. So Anguilla had a really, really good growth in 2018. And that's, of course, they were recovering from the hurricanes of 2017. Antigua did particularly well. But you see that third country there, Grenada? Grenada, for me, is a real poster child. If anyone remembers that in 2004, Grenada was hit by Hurricane Ivan and went through a really difficult period. Then, new government came in 2013 and decided to implement reforms, similar to what we are seeing happening here in Barbados. And that growth rate, that's the average growth rate that they have been having over the last 5 years or so. So reforms are important. A point I want to make here this morning is that it's important for us to continuously reform so that we can have these types of growth rates. Because this is the type of growth rate we need to see emulated across the region if we are going to avoid the trap that we're currently on, which is that we're likely to be the poorest region of the world by 2050 if things don't turn around.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.